If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
All right, this Monday premieres a new WTTW special, a celebration of Hanukkah, heartwarming and nostalgic exploration of the time-honored tradition of this joyous Jewish holiday, telling the story on how it came to be, food, activities, and more. Jeffrey Bear, of course, is the man behind it all and joins us tonight. Jeffrey, how are you? Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah to you.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
I gotta say, yeah. You called it a heartwarming and nostalgic which sounds boring. Our
it's from
editor,
your press release.
I know. Our press release makes it sound boring. Our editor, Joe Winston, called it a lighthearted romp the traditions of Hanukkah. And I think that's a really good way to describe it because it's full of laughs. It's a really fun, funny, lighthearted show, and it'll make you laugh even if you're not Jewish.
We'll get to one of the things that we just talked about off here, but Hanukkah this year will be celebrated from sundown on Wednesday, December 25th until sundown Thursday, January 2nd, so it's perfect timing for this new holiday special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Christmas, right. It starts on Christmas Eve.
Now, there are so few Hanukkah specials that really do air on television over the years, and it's about time you told the story, and it's very focused on Chicago and families of Chicago.
Yes, it is. So, you know, we were the way this came about was our head of programming was in some meeting at WTTW, and she sort of grumbled, you know, there's all these Christmas shows on PBS, Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Yeah. And we're always getting phone calls. Why isn't there a Hanukkah show? And somebody in this meeting said, well, Jeffrey's Jewish. So I'd got somehow suddenly I was making a Hanukkah show. the challenge was, this was exactly 1 year ago. I said to them, but it's Hanukkah now. Yeah. And they said, well, is that a problem? I said, yeah, yes. How, you know, so I dropped everything and I ran all around town and we didn't even have a producer yet. We didn't have time to get a producer. So we filmed all these things that were going on at various synagogues and the decorations and things that were going to be in bakeries that weren't going to be there the next week. I think we'll talk about the Hanukkah pop-up bar in Wrigleyville.
Yes, we will. Yeah.
And then we got a wonderful producer attached to the project. And later in the year, in like February, we went around and shot things we could shoot after the holiday. And her name's Rachel Pichelny, and she just put together the most wonderful, lighthearted, funny, fun show. I hope everybody watches it.
I love that. I was going to say, the last time Christmas and the first day of Hanukkah aligned on the 25th was 2005. Before that, it was like 1959 and 1921. Huh. The next time is 2035. So it's kind of rare that kind of aligns.
Yeah, well, because Hanukkah, you know, the Jewish calendar is a lunar calendar.
Right.
So Hanukkah is on, there's a Jewish month called Kislev, and it's on a certain day during Kislev. And because the lunar calendar is not aligned with the other, you know, calendar, Hanukkah just falls, it can fall anywhere between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Right.
It's just different every year.
Right. Just the basics. Let's just call it Hanukkah for dummies, you know. What does Hanukkah mean? And, I know what it means. It means it's a freedom celebration. But talk a little bit about what that Hanukkah means in general.
Sure. We have a great animated sequence in the show that shows this. But Hanukkah actually means dedication or rededication. And, you know, back in ancient times, one of the empires that was dominating the region where Jews lived wanted everyone to practice their, you know, Greek religion. And they invaded the Jewish temple and they wrecked it and they took down all the symbols of Judaism. And then a small band of Jews called the Maccabees rose up and had a revolt and reclaimed the temple. And so this is a rededication of the temple back in ancient times, a sort of a celebration of recapturing the temple and restoring Jewish tradition. Now, here's the part that I totally did not know.
Mm-hmm.
Every Jewish kid is raised with this story that there was this sacred candelabra called a menorah mm-hmm. in the temple, and the invaders had destroyed it, and the Jews wanted to relight it. Only it takes 8 days to make the kind of kosher oil that you need to burn in this candelabra. And there was only enough oil for one night. But miraculously, this oil burned that was only supposed to burn for one night, burned for 8 nights. And that's why Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 days. Now, here's the part that blew me away.
Yeah.
That story doesn't appear until 600 years after the fact.
Oh.
And I, you know, this is what we're all taught. It's about the miracle of light, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we have these wonderful rabbis in the show who we interview. And I said to one of them, so did they just make that story up? And she goes, beat. Yeah, they made the story up.
I love that. Well, and here's the funny thing, too. So we talk about 8 nights, but there's 9 candles on the menorah, right?
Yeah. Well, so there's a middle candle, which is called the Shamash. And you use that candle to light the other candles. So on the first night, you light one. On the second night, you light two. But you always light it with the middle candle, which is called this special candle. It could be at one end or the other or in the middle of this candelabra called a menorah. And that's called the Shamash.
Got it. Oh, right. All right. Well, you talk about really how Hanukkah is celebrated. And it is really about the food. It's not considered, I think I'm right to say this, it's not considered a major, major holiday
it's
in the
not.
Jewish faith, but
no.
but compared to others, it's still something obviously celebrated every single year, but it is really about the food. And any holiday that you have in any faith, it is about a communal gathering mm-hmm. of family and friends, and the food is so important, isn't it?
Yeah, this is almost like a food show that we've done. It is considered a minor holiday. And the reason it's taken such predominance is because it's right at Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, Jewish parents saw all the wonderful Christmas celebrations, and they didn't want the kids to feel left out, you know. So Hanukkah sort of became a bigger deal along with the commercialization of Christmas, which happened in the early 20th century. But, yeah, this is almost like a food show. So in one segment, I'm with Mindy Siegel, the James Beard Award-winning Mindy Siegel at Mindy's Bakery. And she shows me how her mother made latkes. Latkes are these traditional potato pancakes that we eat at Hanukkah time.
I've been pronouncing them the wrong way for years then. It's latkes.
People say latkes.
Latkes, okay.
You know,
okay.
I say latkes. Yeah. I think one of them's Yiddish. I don't know. But we eat during Hanukkah, because of this myth of the light and the oil that lasted for 8 days, we eat oily foods fried in oil.
Yum.
Right?
Yeah.
So latkes are like fried potato pancakes, and you eat them with either sour cream or with applesauce, or in my case, I like it with both. And then we also go to a bakery, the North Shore Kosher Bakery, with the wonderful owner named Ayelet Ben Ezra, and she makes something that I never heard of as a kid, which are these jelly donuts that are called sufganiyot. And we have this whole fun scene in the show where we're making these sufganiyot, and I'm trying to like fill them with jelly and making a huge mess. And it's a fun segment in the show.
You know, the latkes, I had a friend of mine, Jewish friend of mine in New York City when I lived there, and he would have a holiday party and he would have a latkes bar. So somebody would be making the fresh latkes there, and then there would be like 20 different toppings you could put on there. So there's like sun-dried tomato and, of course, chives and everything else. But what about you? Like apple? You said you like both.
I'm a traditionalist.
Okay.
Yeah, applesauce and sour cream. But yeah, one of the people in our show mentions that people put caviar on them, all kinds of things.
Yes, well.
Yeah.
Now, talk about some of the people and families featured, because you did do that too, and that's really true to a lot of your specials. I mean, you really focus on the people mm-hmm. of Chicago.
Yeah. So this actually is going to be a national show, not this year, but next year.
Great.
So we don't, we tried to make it a little less specifically Chicago-oriented, but we do have like all kinds of families in it, and lots of home movies of families. And this one kid is particularly hilarious in the show. This one kid who I just, every time he comes on the screen, I laugh. But you know, another thing we have in the show, is this rock band called the Leavies, spelled L-E-E-V-E-E, like Bee Gees. This is a band that they're actually out of Boston. The leader of the band is Adam Gardner, who's one of the people in this very popular indie rock band, Guster. And Dave Schneider is in a band called the Zambonis, which plays only music about ice hockey. And the two of them were on tour together, and they are both Jewish, and they decided to write this album called Hanukkah Rocks. And it's really kind of hilarious. And it's kind of as if the Ramones wrote a Hanukkah song, or as if R.E.M. wrote a Hanukkah song. And they are fantastic musicians. So they're featured throughout the show with all these like funny songs that they've written. And these two guys are hilarious. And so that's a feature of the show. Another thing that sort of showcases that's local, and you and I talked about it before we went on here, is the Hanukkah pop-up bar in Wrigleyville. Yeah. It's called Eight Crazy Nights, and,
it's decked out. Boy, is it decked out. I've driven past it.
Oh, man, is it decked out. Yeah. So you can have something there called the Messiah Melt. You can have their drinks are like the Rockin' Rabbi and Sabbath Night Fever. And they have, Manischewitz wine, that horrible sweet Jewish wine. They have Manischewitz bottle service.
Very, very cost effective.
Yeah, right. So I was interviewing the owner for the show. And he's listing the names of all of these things that they serve, right? Mm-hmm. And this is spoiler alert if you're going to see the show. But, he's listing all these things that they serve. And at one point he says, yeah, and we have another drink called the Aperol Schwitz. And I looked at him and I said, Schwitz? It's Schwitz. It's Jewish. It's Schwitz.
Yeah.
And then I thought, wait a second. Are you Jewish? And he's like, no, we're not Jewish.
Well, see, now I know when I go in there, because I'm a good Catholic boy. I'm going to do a Santa pop-up of some sort, but I really want to go there tonight and experience what's going on.
And, and I said to him, I said, well, then how'd you know all this stuff? And he goes, oh, we did a lot of research. And I said, but you've got bacon and cheese latkes. And, as you may know, bacon is kosher, so a lot. And he said, oh, no, we researched it. It's beef bacon.
Ah.
Okay. And I said, yeah, but it's still not kosher because you can't have meat and milk together. And Ed, he goes, you can't? I said, no. And he said, well, I guess we didn't do enough research.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. I remember when I was much, much younger going out to Palm Springs to visit some family friends. And, somebody said, try the matzah brei, which is. Right. And I said, hey, can I add some ham in there? And I swear to God, the restaurant just got quiet. Like it was over for me. So I'm like, or not. I don't need that in there. So now you got to do your research or talk to somebody of the faith and they can figure that out. What did you learn about Hanukkah, Jeffrey, that you really didn't know anything about?
Well, I want to say, apropos of what you just said, there are a million ways to observe Judaism, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so many, many, many Jews aren't kosher. They don't restrict their diet. They will eat shellfish or they will eat ham or bacon. So there's a whole spectrum, and we try to really represent that in the show, from very Orthodox to very liberal Judaism.
Got it.
I learned all kinds of things, one of which, the one that I had no idea, was that the miracle of the oil is like a made-up story from 600 years later. So, I'm a good example of this. I was not raised with a lot of Jewish observance. I mean, we lit candles at Hanukkah and sang some, words in Hebrew that my mom had learned from her mom and taught us. And I didn't know what they meant. And I don't even know if she knew what they meant, but that's about the extent of it. I didn't have a bar mitzvah, and like many, there are many German Jewish families of German Jewish descent. Had Christmas trees. We had a Christmas tree growing up. Christmas morning was like a big deal in our house. I had a lot to learn about Hanukkah, and it was really interesting and also just a lot of fun. It was just, you know, as I keep saying, there's just a lot of lightheartedness and joyousness in the show. One of the people in the show says that there aren't a lot of happy Jewish holidays, but this really is, you know, the most lighthearted, I think, and the, you know, most fun Jewish holiday.
Of them all. I get it. Okay. All right. This Monday premieres a new WTTW special, a celebration of Hanukkah with Jeffrey, Monday night at 8. Jeffrey, happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah to you and your family.
Thank you. And you can also watch it anytime after that on the internet, WTTW.com/Hanukkah, where we'll have a lot more content about the show. And it'll be also on the PBS app and on YouTube.
Very, very cool. Thanks again, Jeffrey.
So happy to be here. Thanks.